For 3,300 years, Tutankhamun's tomb lay hidden beneath the scorching sands of the deserts of the Valley of the Kings. Hidden amongst the young pharaoh's more than 5,000 precious artifacts was an artifact unlike any other the world had ever seen. It was a dagger that came from outer space. The discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922 is no doubt the most famous archaeological discovery of all time, but it's also a story that has been recounted and retold so many times that it's virtually become a myth. But the truth is that the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for one man, the dogged Howard Carter. You see, Carter had already been digging in the Valley of the Kings for 6 full years, and the person funding the excavations, Lord Carnarvon, feared that there was nothing left in the Valley of the Kings, a belief that many people held at the time. But Howard Carter knew better. You see, there was 2 objects found in nearby tombs that indicated there was still a pharaoh, unknown, to be found in the Valley of the Kings. Carter argued with Carnarvon that the base of the valley had not yet been excavated because nobody expected a tomb to be cut into the bedrock, and this was where they would find this unknown pharaoh. But there was a practical reason as to why this section of the valley had not yet been explored. You see, the valley floor was covered in 3,000 years of sediment runoff from the flooding and rains, and it had also been used as a dumping ground for rubble during all the other excavations in the Valley of the Kings. This meant that any excavation here would attract considerably more cost than any other area because it had to dig through so much rubble. But when Carter offered to cover these expenses himself, Carnarvon, impressed by Howard Carter's determination, agreed to fund one last season. And so, on the 4th of November 1922, after 6 years of searching, a worker uncovered a step in the bottom of the valley floor which, when fully excavated, led to a doorway sealed with limestone plaster. A telegram was sent to Carnarvon and the digging was stopped for what must have been the longest 3 weeks of Carter's life, until Carnarvon arrived on the 24th of November and he was finally able to continue. Inside the first doorway, they found a passageway filled with ancient debris that took 2 days to clear, before they hit another sealed door. On the 26th of November, Carter breached the 3,000-year-old tomb, describing it as such with this famous passage. "With trembling hands, I made a tiny breach in the upper left-hand corner. Darkness and blank space, as far as an iron testing rod could reach, showed that whatever lay beyond was empty and not filled like the passage we had just cleared. Candle tests were applied as a precaution against possible foul gases, and then, widening the hole a little, I inserted the candle and peered in. At first I could see nothing, the hot air escaping from the chamber causing the candle flame to flicker. But presently, as my eyes grew accustomed to the light, details of the room within emerged slowly from the mist. Strange animals, statues, and gold. Everywhere, the glint of gold." And thus begin a 10-year process of documenting 5,398 precious artifacts, including one particular iron dagger. The dagger was described by Howard Carter as being made of a homogeneous metal with a fine gold handle, decorated with granulation work that ends in a pommel of crystal. One side of the golden sheath is decorated with a pattern of feathers terminating in a jackal's head, while the other side is covered in a floral lily pattern. When the dagger was first found, it was noted that other Egyptian iron blades were less refined in comparison. Scholars believe that the dagger must have been imported to Egypt from a nearby kingdom who had a better mastery over iron smelting and smithing. And that's pretty much where the dagger story ended for the next 90 years until 2016, when using new techniques, scientists were able to identify the exact composition of the dagger. This technique is called XRF. It's actually fascinating. It's something that I've personally used in my own research and in the field. The short version of how this works is that we fire radiation at a sample and then X-ray fluorescence radiation is produced. And using the X-ray fluorescence radiation, we get some kind of chemical fingerprint of what exactly those materials are made of. And they're quite accurate. What this showed is that the dagger is made of 88.62% iron, 0.5% cobalt, and 10.8% nickel. This is an unusually high sample of nickel for a terrestrial sample of iron, and the researchers knew this, and that led them to ask the question, could this have come from somewhere other than Earth? Then they compared the chemical signature of the dagger with the chemical signatures of 11 meteorites, and what they found was incredible. They found that Tutankhamun's dagger falls within 1% of the nickel signature and 0.2% of the cobalt signature of an octahedrite meteorite. These are the most common type of iron meteorites in our solar system, and they also have a very distinct crystal structure. The exact same crystal structure found in the dagger that belonged to Tutankhamun. So the science shows that the dagger came from outer space, but is this the smoking gun that proves aliens visited ancient Egypt? Not exactly. You see, a far more likely explanation is that ancient people saw the meteorite hit the ground, or they found it after the fact, and they recognized the iron within it, extracted it, smelted it, and created this dagger that then made its way to Egypt. In fact, we may even have a record of exactly where the dagger came from. The Amarna letters are a series of clay tablets that document diplomatic relations between Egypt and its nearby kingdoms over a 30-year period from 1360 to 1332 BCE. Among these documents are two separate accounts of royal gifts containing iron daggers being sent to Egypt, both in a time before Tutankhamun's reign. One of these documents in particular indicates that Tushratta, king of the Mitanni, which was an empire in northern Mesopotamia that was at its peak from 1500 to 1360 BCE, sent iron blades to Amenhotep III, who some scholars believe was Tutankhamun's grandfather. There's also reason to believe that this would have been an important gift to a pharaoh, because Egyptians believe that this type of blade is intricately linked to iron and the stars, and they're described in temples and inventories as composed of iron and were themselves frequently referred to as the stars, as in the dagger is the stars. And while we may never know exactly how the dagger was made, where it was found, or who sent it to Egypt, what appeared to be at first an incredible example of early Egyptian ironwork turned out to be something more. It turned out to be a dagger that came from outer space. If you enjoyed this content, please consider hitting subscribe. It also would mean a lot if you could like the video and leave a comment. It boosts it in the algorithm and really helps these smaller channels get off the ground. I would really appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Zane, and I'll see you then.